Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last night in Game 1, here to talk about that. The piling up of the injuries here behind that dish for sure. From the Baltimore Banner on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Danielle Allen Tuck. Danielle, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on The Fan again.
Of course. Hi, guys.
Now, look, we've talked about some crazy losses here in 2025. And let's be honest, last night started to look like one of those. You're up 3-0. Personally, I was watching that first and third, nobody out, and then Kowser struck out, and then, you know, I thought they should attack them, but hey, we're nitpicking now. And then they tie it, and then Sanchez, and that thing went crazy, and then Garcia, and then the Orioles finally win it. But of all the crazy wins, and there haven't been a ton of them, but there's been some drama for sure. Does this move to the head of the line? It's not like they're leading the league in wins, only 37 of them, but I'm guessing if we're five-star in W's, you know, aesthetics aside, that one's pretty high up there.
I think it's probably the craziest win of the season. I mean, just all the ups and downs in that game. You have pitchers hitting, like, you lose your catcher at one point, like, the back and forth in extras. I mean, I think that's probably the craziest of the season, after we just had a couple crazy ones over the weekend, too.
Now, let's get to the injuries, because this is now, it's always been a thing, Danielle, as you know, you're on the beat regularly, but it's ramping up yet again. Eflin and Morton got pushed back, but Trump behind the dish, hard contact up the middle. He leaves with back soreness. You talk about losing your DH because Sanchez had to go. I guess the assumption is that Trump's going on the IL. If that is the case, who replaces him on the active roster, knowing that Adley's out through at least the All-Star break and Hanley's not back from concussion protocol yet?
I think it's going to be Jacob Stallings, who they just signed to a minor league deal. I know Orioles fans want to see Ceiling Basayo, but I personally am very much in the camp that he is not quite ready. I think his bat, definitely. Like, he can hit major league pitching, but if you want him to be your catcher of the future, like, he needs more time down there in AAA catching. He's not quite skilled enough to be a major league catcher yet. So I think we'll see Jacob Stallings. He's had a decently successful career of Colorado and Pittsburgh. So I think that he would be a suitable backup for a couple weeks. And I think that we probably won't see Adley again until maybe right before the All-Star break, but probably not until after.
Yeah, Stallings has a gold glove on his resume. Now, speaking of banged-up players, Jordan Westberg, he's had a pretty much injury plague 2025, got hurt on the double a couple of nights ago. If he's not in the lineup tonight against DeGrom, hey, good luck with that, by the way, even if you're healthy. But if he's not playing tonight, Danielle, what are the Orioles doing with a roster decision here?
I think they give him one more day until tomorrow. You know, he said yesterday that, like, he's probably, his finger's probably not going to be fully healthy for a while. So I do wonder if they just put him on the IL until the All-Star break, give him 2 weeks to heal it up the best he can, even though I know that just knowing Jordan Westbrook so well that he would not like that at all. That would probably piss him off a lot.
Yeah.
Because he's a guy who just is like dying to play. But like at some point, if you're, depending on how close 100% he is, if he's only like 60%, you just can't have that guy in the lineup.
Danielle Allen, Tuck Talk at Orioles from the Baltimore Banner. Orioles tonight taking on the Rangers. They could win tonight. They could win the series. It'll be a tough task, as we know, but that's why they play the games. Danielle, let's talk about the love-hate relationship that the fans, and I count myself among those, with Gary Sanchez. I mean, he's swinging a hot bat. I mean, he is raking. Everything's 100 miles an hour plus off the bat. He cleared the bases last night. But with the glove, I mean, come on. I mean, there's a reason that you wear that thing, because it could be your to your benefit behind the dish. So as we watch him really start to level up offensively, he was never that great to begin with, especially even there's Yankee days as a defensive prospect. But, I mean, what the hell's going on behind the dish with the glove?
Yeah, I mean, you've really seen that the past couple of weeks. I mean, there was a tag last night, I believe, that you were like, how did he not make that? Part of me wonders if, like, not having that catching coach anymore is part of this. You know, Tim Cousins is gone, Hyde is gone. They have Robinson Chirinos, who's obviously a catcher, but he has a lot of other duties. Part of me wonders if maybe they're not putting as much of an emphasis on catching defense right now because their two catching coaches are gone. But it's just, I think it's part of the natural aggression of as a catcher gets older, where you see one side of the game really slip, and you're seeing the defense really slip with him lately.
Now, Danielle, with all the injuries and stuff, you know, when this happened with the Ravens a couple years ago, they changed trainer and the strength coaches. Do you see, because of the so many injuries and stuff, and it continues to happen with the Orioles, they've got to look into it, I would think.
Well, they did change out their head trainer last year, so they at least attempted a change. I don't have enough knowledge at the moment to know if this is related to the strength and conditioning coaches or the trainers that they have now, or if it's just really just a string of bad luck, which I know is hard to believe that they've had this much bad luck over the last 2 years, but it could be possible. You know, that could be part of it.
Danielle Allen, Tuck, Baltimore Banner. Speaking of injuries, Danielle, before we let you roll, concern level with Eflin on the shelf. One pitch and all that great since he returned from his first IL stint. What's the concern level there? Because, you know, he had trade value, which I guess is diminished, but, you know, they're still fighting for some sort of wild card fund. When are we going to see him toss a baseball? And is there more to see with the Charlie Morton stuff than other him getting pushed up a couple of days here? Or pushed back, excuse me.
With Eflin, I don't think we know enough yet. I will say when I saw him on Sunday, he did look a little hunched, a little uncomfortable, but if you've ever experienced back pain, that's just kind of what you look like. It's hard to know how long it's going to last. He's experienced this before, which I think will help them guide, you know, their decision making, but I probably would not expect to see him before the All-Star break, just given the timing here. With Charlie Morton, I mean, I think if they wouldn't have scheduled him for Friday, if they didn't think he could go. So it's not like they have a lot of other pitching options who can stand in at the last second. So I think that, you know, low-grade tendonitis is probably not that big of a concern. I think most guys probably have that and don't even have a diagnosis, to be honest.
Danielle Allen, Tuck, Baltimore Banner. Danielle, as always, appreciate your time and the information. Enjoy the series with the Rangers and have a great 4th of July holiday.
Thank you.
There's Danielle, everyone, talking about the Orioles. Discombobulated with injuries, but it looks like the Jacob Stallings era is about to begin, who did win a Gold Glove 4 years ago with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And again, Tyler O'Neill won one with the St. Louis Cardinals that same year. Hey, we'll come back, take a trip to the Funhouse. Nola McGraw, we got NFL Lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. American League East Report at 1:15. And we'll talk more National Football League with Nate Davis from USA Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.